Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Faith and Dharma Flow. Today we're diving into something that touches every single one of us. Our mental well-being. We all crave that inner peace that comes amidst the chaos, and often we search for it in external things, maybe a new phone, a fancy vacation, or even another social media scroll. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool within your reach, something accessible to everyone, regardless of age, ability, or background? It's exercise. Think about that for a moment. Exercise isn't just about sculpting a physique, it's a symphony of benefits playing out in your mind and body. When you move, when your heart beats a little faster, something incredible happens. You release endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that literally change your brain chemistry, boosting mood and reducing stress. You clear mental clutter, allowing space for clarity and focus. And as you sweat it out, you're also releasing tension held in your muscles, easing the weight of worry and anxiety. It's almost like magic, isn't it? This incredible alchemy happening within you every time you choose to move. That sometimes we get caught up in our routines, our thoughts, our shoulds, and have tasks that we forget about this powerful gift. We let ourselves get sedentary, trapped in a cycle of mental fatigue and physical stagnation. That's where today's episode comes in. We're going to explore 5 practical ways to weave exercise into your daily life, not as a chore, but as a joyful celebration of your incredible being. These aren't about grueling workouts or unattainable goals. These are but small, mindful steps that can have a huge impact on your mental well-being. First, let's ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't need to run a marathon to reap the benefits. Even 10 minutes of movement can make a difference. Take a brisk walk around the block, dance like nobody's watching in your living room, do some yoga stretches, anything that gets your body flowing. Second, find an activity you genuinely enjoy. If you hate running, don't force yourself. Explore different options. Swimming, cycling, hiking, dancing, martial arts, there's a world of possibilities out there. Exercise shouldn't feel like punishment, it should be something you look forward to. Third, integrate movement into your everyday routine. Take the stairs instead of the elevator, walk or cycle to work if possible, do some stretches while watching TV. These small changes can add up significantly over time. Fourth, create a supportive environment. Find a workout buddy who motivates you, join a class, or listen to upbeat music that energizes you. Surround yourself with positive energy and encouragement. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. There will be days when you feel more motivated than others. Listen to your body, rest when you need it, and celebrate every victory, no matter how small. Take a deep breath in, feeling the air fill your lungs, expanding your chest, carrying with it a sense of possibility. Feel the exhale release any tension, any stress, any worries that might be clinging to you. Now imagine yourself moving. It doesn't matter what kind of movement, just picture yourself engaged in an activity you love. Maybe you're running through a sun-drenched meadow, the wind whipping through your hair. Perhaps you're dancing gracefully in a studio, your body flowing with rhythm and energy. Or maybe you're taking a peaceful stroll by a shimmering lake, listening to the gentle rustling of leaves. Whatever image comes to mind, immerse yourself in it. Feel the energy coursing through your veins, the strength in your limbs, the joy radiating from within. Let this visualization be a reminder that movement is not just physical, it's a portal to mental and emotional well-being. You are capable of incredible things, both physically and mentally. Embrace the power of exercise, not as a burden, but as a gift. It's your chance to cultivate strength, resilience, and inner peace. Remember that every step you take, every movement you make, is an investment in your well-being, a celebration of life. As you go about your day, carry with you this simple mantra. I move with purpose, I grow stronger, and nurture my mind and body. And let that be the guiding principle as you navigate your world, transforming challenges into opportunities for growth. You've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.